Everybody happy?
We're all happy here at the Holy Ghost Calling website. We've just been enjoying visiting together, and it's service time. God is so wonderful. We've been rejoicing that lots of prayers have been answered. We've heard several wonderful prayer reports today of God answering prayer for people. The Lord is wonderful, and He's special, and we are believing He's going to touch you right where you are. Brother Freedom is here. He has really not a lot of idea of what's going to happen, but he doesn't have to, because the Holy Spirit is going to take care of everything, because God is so special and so wonderful, and God wants to control things because He's super good at doing it. So we welcome you. Father, we thank you, and we welcome you too, dear precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're so glad that you're helping us. We need you, Lord, and we thank you for touching us and all the folks out there. And thank you, Lord, for helping us, drawing us closer to you. Thank you for purifying us. Thank you for rewashing us with your wonderful word, your wonderful blood, filling us with your Holy Spirit, and correcting us, O God. We want to be what you want us to be. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our wonderful Lord, our wonderful Savior, Father God, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for all thy countless blessings you bestow upon us. We thank you for thy loving kindness, for thy tender mercies. We thank you that you've engrafted your love into our lives in a very powerful way, and we thank you for it. We praise you for it, because we know that we're very fearfully and wonderfully made. And we thank you that we are a byproduct of you. We are in your image. Father, we take on your nature, and we thank you for that. We thank you for that inheritance fading on away. Lord, we thank you that we grow in you, and you allow us to grow, and we allow us to mature. We praise you this, Lord. We thank you this day for your goodness, for your mercy. For your mercy endureth to all generations. Those that call upon you, you will hear and answer their cries, and you'll visit their hearts. And we pray that you'll visit us this night in a very special way. We pray for the hearts that's troubled, for those that's going through traumas and persecutions, for those who are going through strifes and variances and all the things that happens in life. We pray for the hearts of those that's not, that need a special touch. We pray that you might touch them from the very crown of their head, the very sole of their feet, they might be set free this night, give them that strength from on high, and they might endure to be a child of God. And we pray that you'd bless this night in a very special way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. I truly believe the Lord was really showing me today that we're going to get sort of back like the early church was way back many years ago. And the Bible says we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. As He is here truly in a very special way. And there's a lot of places that calls Him the Comforter. He's the one that comforts our heart. He's the one that is your friend. He's the one that actually you are the temple of Him. That's what the Bible says. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So we need to realize that He wants to live within us. Greater is He that's within us than He is in the world. So it's a real experience. It's just not a happenstance or a casual, but it's very special. It's very uplifting. It's very blessed by God Himself. Jesus said it was very needful that He go away. We know it was very needful because Jesus had to do, He went to the cross and He bare our sins, our sorrows, and all of our troubles that we're in, that we might be redeemed. And He did that by going to the cross. But also, after He left death, grave, death, and hell, He arose triumphant. And He left this world. He said, in like manner as He left it, He's going to come back. But in that period of time, from that time to the time He comes back, He says, behold, I will give you the Comforter. And the Comforter will live within you. He shall fight for you. He will bless you. He even gives insight. He's the one that helped Jesus. The Spirit of God was on when the enemy came to Jesus. He was there. And the Spirit of God was there to help Jesus. Being filled with the same Spirit, we need to realize that Jesus did the supreme sacrifice. He came as a sheep before the slaughter. And yet he set down all principality, all powers. He had power that he called down legion of angels, but he didn't do it. And he kept himself as a man. That means he stripped himself of all the what he could do. He stripped himself of all the glory, that there was any glory to it. He came and saved us, and he went over through everything that we go through. He's already went down that pathway ahead of us. And he's here to help us this night, to reclaim us, to uplift us, because he's coming back very soon. And we need to lift up our heads because our redemption draws nigh. The clouds of heaven are opening up. The heavens declare the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But until that time comes, the Holy Spirit is going to be here in a very powerful way. And he's going to move upon us as only he can. We need that evidence of his Spirit. And greater is he that's within us, he is in the world. So it's purposely that God allows us to come against powers of darkness and go against where we have struggles, where we have warrings, where we have these things. He allows that because there's a greater spirit that's in us than what we're facing. There's a greater spirit to help us than whatever we're facing. It may look real bad out there, but the spirit that's in you is greater. And you must have that confidence in the Holy Spirit that he is able, that God will never leave you. He says, I'll never leave you anyway. But God's watching this whole picture all the time. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, continually searching and looking on our behalf. He's there when at a time when you feel like you're alone, when you feel like you're going through struggles, when you feel like you need that, you're the bottom end, and you're there, just feel like you hit bottom. God's there, never leave you, he'll never forsake you. And he also gives you the power of the Holy Ghost that lives within you. And when you start praying in that heavenly language, the glory comes down, the power of God comes upon you, and you get electrified from heaven. You get the power from God. It comes down. It has 20,000 volts of Holy Ghost power that comes in your head from that hour that you might receive strength, that you might receive insight, that you might receive blessing, you might receive power. And we need that power from heaven. We need that knowledge from heaven. We need the part of God that's here to enable us to give us that spiritual wisdom, that we have spiritual understanding, that we're not left alone as an orphan, but we're here as a product of God, that God says, that's my child, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Come unto me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest to your soul. There's going to be rest. There's going to be pardon for God's people. For those who will call upon him and seek his name, God's going to come upon you and rescue you. He's going to process you in a mighty way. He's going to overtake you. He's going to bless you. He's going to love you. He's going to strengthen you. And he's going to fight your fight. And he'll go with you through the times of destruction. It's the time that God wants you to prove the armor. David hadn't got proved the armor. That's why he told Saul, I have not proved it. We need to prove the Holy Ghost. God's got time for God's saints to prove, to receive the Holy Ghost, and then prove it. Go out and test it, because you're more than conquerors through him which loves us. The true thing is, in the past years, many of the saints of God don't know how to prove it. They don't know how their armor even works, but it's about time that God said, arise up, my child, rise up, I, the Lord thy God, shall go before thee, and I shall bless thee in a mighty way, and I shall perfect thee in this last hour, that thou shalt shine as stars from heaven, and thou shalt do my work, and I, the Lord thy God, shall cooperate my power within you, and ye shall receive my atonement. You will receive my blessing, and you will receive my power, and I shall enable thee that thou shalt go forth in my name, and thou shalt do great and mighty exploits. Thou shalt do things that thou can never do within thy own mind. It comes through the Spirit of God. Don't try to do these things within your mind. If you don't do it in your mind, you're going to fail, for the mind is left here. It's going to stay at the grave, but the Spirit of God is going to live within you, and you're going to go on with eternity, and you'll hear. You don't need that mind no longer. It harbors many things. It harbors the things of the crossroads, and that mind we need to work. You people need to work. My children, you need to work. My power. My power is here to help you, to strengthen you, to overtake you in a mighty way, because I'm greater than what you face. Before the north, there is powers of God's coming down through the clouds of heaven, and we don't even see it. We don't imagine it. The church is so hypnotized that the things of this world, they're all programmed for what they see. They're programmed for what they hear. They're programmed for what man has told them. But we need to have that reprogramming. We need to have the Holy Ghost that's alive, that give us that witness, that receive that love, that no one else can give us. That love of God is so special, beyond any imagination, greater than any man, any thought, anyone, any thought, any child, any man, any woman can even imagine. It's greater because it's God Himself. He wants to reproduce you as becoming a blessing, having to be a champion in this last hour. Because though you walk in the flesh, you do not war the flesh. For the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the Spirit of God, bringing every thought to obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. There's a testing. And as you war with the Spirit, greater is the Spirit of God. He's greater, my people. You refuse to rise and accept it this night. And I, the Lord thy God, shall move upon thee. I shall challenge thee, and I shall go before thee, and I shall bless thee. And thou wilt not no longer feel alone, because thou wilt walk in my grace. And I will commune with thee, and thou shalt know my voice. My sheep know my voice, and I come with my call, and a stranger they do not know. I said this day in the world, most of my churches know the voice of the world. They don't know the Spirit of God, but I'm here this night to reevaluate thee, that thou might learn to walk in my Spirit, that thou will not be afraid, thou will not be alone. I say many of my people have the spirit of fear. They're walking in darkness. They're walking in the cares of this world. But I say my people must separate themselves from this world, from the things of the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Come, my child. Come, my people, for I love thee. I will work with thee. I shall make my ministry with thee, because thou art my children. Thou art my offspring, and I want thee to live with me forever. I'm calling for those in this last days that they will make allegiance to the Lord their God, because I'm choosing my people. I'm choosing those that will live in heaven, and my people don't hear that. They're looking something way high in the sky that's far from me, but I want my children to know me. I want my children to love me. I want my children to understand that I love them, and I wish to be partakers with them, that I might help them in this last hour, in this the last days while they're here upon earth, that they will feel my power, they'll feel my anointing, and they'll feel my love, and they'll feel my joy. The joy of the Lord is their strength, that peace that passes all understanding. And I, the Lord thy God, shall uplift thee, and I shall move upon thee mightily, and thou shalt be directed from heaven, and I shall call upon thee, and I shall answer thee, and I shall direct thee, and no longer thou wilt walk in darkness, no longer wilt thou be plagued with the things of this world. But I, the Lord thy God, shall graft my power, and I shall anoint thee, and I shall bring thee into the eyes, face to heart, heaven, and thou shalt look up in heavenly places, and I shall call upon thee, and I shall direct thy flight, and I shall lead thee in the clear water. And I say, I shall take thee to the shadow of the Almighty, and I shall, he that dwelleth in the place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, that thou art my refuge, thou art my God. My people, come to me, and I shall help thee, and I shall uplift thee, and I shall encourage thee. Come, my people, for I'm here this night to incorporate my love upon thee, to bless thee, and to minister my love to thee. And I shall put my fingers upon thee, and I shall put my name, and thou shalt have a new name, and that name shall live through the eternities. And that name shall be thy pride, and that pride that will, you will have no more of the pride in this world, but I will give thee a pride for thy own name, and each one of you shall have a name, and that name shall go with thee, and the stars in heaven shall know thy name. And I shall incorporate my love upon thee. Come, my people, for I have planted great and mighty things in the last hour. I'm doing great and mighty exploits. I'm doing ministries that many can. I'm healing people even as I speak. Many are being healed. And I'm touching the hearts of many. I'm showing my love. I'm showing my power. I'm showing my direction. I'm not showing what I was made of. For I, the Lord thy God, am here to help thee, my ones. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me. Call upon me, while I'm near, for I will never let thee leave thee, and I'll never forsake thee. My eyes upon the righteous, and I hear them. Come, come, come this night, for I love thee. Seek my face. Turn from the wicked. Follow me, and I shall incorporate my blessing, and I shall incorporate my peace, and I shall give thee my nature. I tell you, my people need my nature. My nature is love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance. Those are things that my people incorporate, and when they receive it, They go off like a mighty star from heaven. I shall challenge you this day. I have many gifts for thee, my ones. I have given thee many things. And I shall deck thee with my love. I shall deck thee with my power. And I shall adorn thee with great lavish gifts. For I, the Lord thy God, have called thee at this last hour, that thou wilt live in the worlds to come as my child. And my child will not be orphans. My child will be princes, kings. And they shall have the adornments. They will have the splendors. They will have the fine attires. They will have the luxuries of luxuries. And you can't even imagine what I have given thee, my beloved. It's beyond my imagination. I have given thee great things that thou cannot even comprehend. Thou comprehend is before. And the enemy knows this. He wants to cloud the minds of my people where they can't receive that wonderful gift that I have given to my people. I want my people to take advantage, call upon me, seek me. Yea, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee, and I shall minister my love to thee, and I shall put a blessing upon thee that thou can attain with my help. And thou wilt be an overcomer with my help also. I shall help thee to be an overcomer. Look to me, call me, for I, the Lord thy God, shall love thee, and I shall bless thee. And I shall minister my love to thee. I shall weigh my people. Come, come, come. For I love thee, saith the Spirit of God.